All right, we'll call to order the public hearing for the town of Stevensville, Monday, October 1st, 2018. Ms. Trivancy, would you please read the roll call?
Mayor Dooley?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
Councilmember Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Michelson is excused.
Thank you. All right, we're here tonight for a public hearing on an amendment to the fiscal year 17-18 budget. As discussed at a previous council meeting, we purchased two fire engines from the city of Missoula. They required some level of electrical work when we first purchased those, and a lot of that had to do with transferring equipment from one apparatus to another. As that work went on, the extent of that work escalated, and between the two engines, that surfaced to be over $6,000. It's been proposed by the fire chief that that come out of the fire apparatus capital improvement fund for Fund 4002, as that savings has significant balance to cover that $6,119 bill. So the billing was obviously delayed. I believe that the upgrades or the electrical work was performed in April of 2018, but we didn't see the bill until August. So a delay, obviously, and so therefore that's why we need to go back and amend the 17-18 budget so we can pay that bill and close out our 17-18 books. That kind of concludes the presentation. We'll open the floor for public comment. Please step to the podium, state your name and address for the record if you have any public comment on the amendment. Chief Motley.
Jeff Motley, Stevensville Fire Chief, 318 Main Street. So the process that happened there, the final bill from Smoky Mountain Electric is a combination of some seam lights that were purchased for the old 2010 and that were not installed because we entered into the replacement of the old 2010 with the new apparatus from Missoula. So they didn't get installed when we purchased them. And that was all in the fiscal year budget. As Brandon pointed out, that the bill didn't come to us until after that fiscal budget year had closed out. Therefore, we weren't able to get into that year's budget, in that timely manner. So, but the other things that happened there, were just basically the moving from one apparatus to the other apparatus. We have a brand new Kuzmal system on the old 2010 apparatus that we moved over and put it and kept it in service in the new one, and that required the expertise of the electrician to do that installation work for us. So those are all the things that were compiled to build this bill. Unfortunately, we didn't receive it in time and air. For whatever reason, we just didn't. But we do have the funds to cover it. I don't see any reason why we didn't go ahead and get that taken care of and keep our vendor happy and working for us. It does do us a great job on a lot of things at a reduced rate. So I appreciate you moving forward with this.
Matt Parker, 104 Westlake. My comment is, was there any other bids taken on the work to be done for $6,000? One person just gets to do the work. That's quite an expense without getting other people to look at it to see what's going to happen if you can get it done at low cost, or just one guy does the work all the time. Or just a question to put out there.
Can I speak to that comment? So we do our work. We let Snorri Mountain do our work because he does do all of our emergency vehicle services work. Due to the nature of the work, we feel it's important that we have an individual that is aware and understands that processes in those things. One. Two, if you reduce and take out the cost of those lights out of his labor bill, it's not a $6,000 total bill. It's multiple pieces put together that come to that grand total sum. They weren't ordered as a grand total sum or purchased that way. It was just the way his bill came out, and that's the way that happened. If you back that up, we're well within our purchasing policies on the number of bids received prior to going into it.
Just a little question.
Sure.
61 hours at $75 an hour is how much in labor?
I'm sure it's on the statement.
So for this type of work, we don't put it out to bid. The only other individual that would bid this for fire apparatus would be our mechanic, and he likely refers this work for us back to the electrician that does the work for us. There's some NFPA and other regulations that or guidelines that tell us how we need to wire fire engines and that sort of thing. And Steve is qualified to do such, and we've not found an electrician that's qualified to do that or can carry out the consistency through all of our apparatus throughout the fleet. So, any further public comments or questions and answers from council or the audience? Okay, hearing none, we'll adjourn the public hearing and reconvene for the council meeting at 7 o'clock.